It's a bit of a sustainable energy issue in world markets around the world. Is it sustainable, this positive, enthusiastic reaction to the news of Washington's takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Bank stocks are doing especially well throughout the world. Markets in Britain, France, and Germany are up 3%. Joining us now is Andrew Walker, business and economics correspondent for our partners, the BBC. He joins us from London. Andrew, this morning it would appear that Hank Paulson could be elected like leader of the free world. He's the Treasury Secretary who engineered this bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. What do you think?
Certainly, finance minister for the free world maybe. Certainly gone down very well in stock markets. You mentioned Europe. London, curiously enough, actually has been suspended for a while for because of computer problems. But they were open long enough to register a very positive reaction, a gain of in excess of 3% in response to news of the rescue of Fannie and Freddie. And before that, Asian markets were also very strong, gains of 3.5% in Tokyo, 4% in Hong Kong, and 5% in South Korea. So a very enthusiastic welcome so far.
Now, is this a sign that the U.S. government is backing the financial sector and that it's a vote of security, or is it more procedural in the sense that if the government takes over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, it means that institutions that are buying those mortgage-backed securities are getting that higher interest rate than they would get if they just bought a regular old treasury bill?
They will, I think those institutions buying Fannie and Freddie bonds will be getting a reassurance, if there were any doubt, that they are going to get the money back, that they're going to get the interest payments, and that they are going to get paid what they are owed. The Treasury Secretary went to a lot of pains to make that absolutely clear. What he was really worried about, I think, was the possibility of much wider damage, because so many central banks, commercial banks, investment funds do have some significant holdings of Fannie and Freddie bonds. And had there been any real doubt about whether they would get repaid, you would have been looking at really serious damage throughout the global financial system.
So this is much more about securing already accumulated debt, not necessarily creating a market for selling more debt, even though that's probably going to be one of the consequences.
You mean more of Fannie and Freddie's debt? That's also important, because remember, it's not just a question of them having to issue new debt to fund new business, which actually the Treasury does want them to do. They want them to expand the business a little over the next year or so before gradually retrenching in subsequent years. But bear in mind that these two agencies constantly have old debt that's maturing, which basically needs to be refinanced. So, Yes, they actually are going to have to borrow new money afresh all the time. And yes, one of the concerns that the Treasury Secretary had, I think, was to make sure that they can do that, because they need that new money to pay off the maturing debt.
You know, I hate to ask you a question like this, because, you know, it's such a traitor question, but today maybe it's relevant. Is this just a blip, this 3% rise, and we're just going to see a sell-off tomorrow? Or is this something that might actually become some kind of a rally?
Well, I mean, I think it's more than just a one-day blip, but at the same time, I mean, a sustainable rally? Well, I mean, I'm not in the business of giving financial advice, I have to say, but there are plenty of other problems that are not confined to Fannie and Freddie. And the impact clearly has been on global financial market confidence. There are plenty of other problems still in U.S. housing and credit markets, in European housing and credit markets as well, in some countries, including
Certainly.
The U.K. And it's not going to fix those problems.
Right, and we should know China was down today because of its own
absolutely.
Problems. That's right.
It
All right.
was very much domestic problems, but the big exception to the trend.
Andrew Walker, BBC Business and Economics correspondent, joining us from London. Thank you very much.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.